You know, we're always looking for ways to continue to support agriculture to increase the diversity, especially now in times with threats to citrus. The latest candidate in this search for an alternative crop is the artichoke. And now we don't grow many in Florida. In fact, California grows 99% of the nation's supply of artichokes. But that's the whole point of the research we do. And this current research that's happening at our Gulf Coast Research and Education Center in Baum is to see if Florida can become an artichoke producer. Now, it may be a long shot because our weather isn't suited to existing varieties that now exist, but that was the exact same case in blueberries. You know, at one time, blueberries only came out of northern states like Michigan, but our plant breeders overcame that, and now blueberries in Florida are a $75 million annual industry. 98% of all the varieties of blueberries grown in Florida, we developed here at the University of Florida. And one of our researchers, Shinsuke Ajihara, he's in our horticultural department, and he's doing field trials at our Baum Research Station right now to see if he can create a Florida-friendly artichoke. And there's a big potential to this. For example, the retail price of an artichoke is approximately $5, and each plant can produce several buds. And consumers really like artichokes because they're high in antioxidants and fiber and vitamin C and K, so they're popular as a health food. So it's an example of how public science helps support our $148 billion a year ag and natural resource industry in Florida, and whether it's a plan B for our suffering citrus growers or a way to diversify our ag operations, there's a constant interest on our part in looking forward to developing new crops. And incidentally, Ajihara is also one of the investigators on another project to see if we can grow hops in Florida. The craft beer industry, as you know, is blooming across the United States, and they're supporting our work on trying to see if we can grow hops. We're also working on olives, pomegranates, and peaches as examples of other alternative crops that could become very popular in Florida, given the right variety that our plant breeders can develop to meet the growing conditions in Florida. So you never know. In a few years, you might be snacking on an artichoke dip and washing it down with a local pale ale, all produced here with Florida-grown ingredients.